Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, did you get any strange? Plus comedian DJ Dangler. And where's the Regal Beagle? Right after this song.
Tom Griswold was a ham, yes, a big ham. He was born with an ego that was big as a mountain was he. Tom Griswold was a ham, yes, a big ham. And he told all the ladies he was hung like a mighty oak tree. From the pink bald spot on the top of his head to the heel of his barfy shoes, the bitchinest, horniest, whiniest man that Indy ever knew. Tom Griswold was a ham, yes, a big ham, with a mouth like a sewer and so full of manure was he.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's it. That's right. Right there.
That's it. That's it. Scratch it. That's it. Rub it. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Let me do this.
Oh, get out your toothpick. Detail it.
Detail it.
Get a couple of Q-tips. Stick them in your mouth. Right. You know what I'm talking about, DJ. That's DJ Dangler, brand new husband, married on Saturday to the Mrs. to Mrs. Dangler.
No.
Oh, that's right. She's not changed. Her name is, in fact,
Strange.
That's her name, not describing her name. Let's see, there's Ace, there's Chick, hey. There's Josh, I'm Tom. The lady of the house is Christy Lee. We are hanging out in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here.
Tom, do you like it when people refer to sex with randos, as it were, as getting some strange? Have you ever been a fan of that?
No, I prefer...
Did you get any strange last night? You'll hear that.
That's
the
awful.
Morning hotel buffets.
Yeah, road mung. Yeah, no, that's equally distasteful.
I think you came up with the term road mung.
Maybe, but I'm going to use it. If this is where it was born, it's not where it's going to die.
Al Jackson, he refers to the so-called side piece. Again, all distasteful.
What happened to just girlfriend?
Yeah, I like the word girlfriend.
What about gal pal?
I like gal pal.
Gal pal.
I think gal pal has a lesbian undertone, don't you think?
No, I think it means really? Just a friend.
Yeah, that's
there's
yeah,
no
just,
sex.
You know, the girls
just
are going
gal
out.
Pal, yeah.
Oh, really?
That's
oh,
what I always
oh,
thought.
Oh, yeah, I would think that.
I've been misinterpreting that for a long time. Yikes. That's why
you
I
know,
have,
I got a feeling that's not the only thing.
Oh, no, that's why I have to have Al Jackson helping me with my slang.
What about boner holster? You like that? Yeah, this is my boner holster.
I like boner
that would
holster.
Be going down Volga Road unsubtle.
The old boner holster.
I may have just made it up. I have never heard it. I'm sure it might be out there.
You ever use boner boogie as that process? Refer to it like that?
No one ever.
Can I do the boner boogie?
Let's go to do the boner
horizontal mambo is much more subtle.
Isn't it mamba or mambo?
Mamba's a snake.
Oh, that's right. Well.
Yeah.
The black mamba, right, Ace?
You want the vertical snake. Right, don't you? But now,
what? What are we doing?
I don't know. You started it with your stupid boner patrol, whatever it was.
Cook salmon. You know you cook salmon in your dishwasher?
What?
Come on now.
Nobody calls it that.
Yes, you do. Want to cook a little salmon later?
I hate this. Then there's the thing.
I knew you. That's why it's going to be funny.
You can cook food in the manifold of your truck. Yeah, it's great. It just tastes like 30 weight.
Is this the most efficient use of your dishwasher?
It's great when your stove doesn't work. But you know,
it's fun.
how often is that? Do you know that you can? I know you can wash hats in your dishwasher. Yes. I've seen that.
That's not on the list. You rinse produce.
What?
Oh, I've never considered that. Of course you
Why
can.
Why don't you just use your faucet?
You can.
I'm lazy.
The picture here, they've got about 30 potatoes in the bottom rack. You can steam veggies.
All right.
These are terrible ideas.
Place chopped veggies, green beans, asparagus work especially well.
You know, it'll you can also drop a deuce in your sink.
I've heard
you
can wash an infant in a, I don't know.
Oh, my God, that. Did you know?
Christy, you can clean your makeup brushes.
Really?
That's what it says.
Actually, wow. That's not a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, and then the all the hair falls off of them. And you ever put kids' paintbrushes in a dishwasher? I have.
No.
Did See, you're ahead of the curve.
No, only put dishes in the dishwasher. Don't put your hats.
You can clean your computer keyboard.
No, that sounds like a bad idea.
Many computer keyboards can be safely sent through the wash to remove sticky grime.
What?
What are you doing on your computer? That? Oh, sorry, Josh.
Yes.
Well, look at mine.
I stand up and ejaculate right onto the keyboard.
My keyboard's filthy.
That's the sound it makes. It goes squirty.
QWERTY, that's the sound it makes. You did not get the credit or the laugh you deserved on that, DJ.
And then you scream, take that!
Yeah. And that!
You can keep your food, I guess I'm keep done. Your cooked food warm.
This is real stupid. Nobody does these
You
things.
Can warm your dishes?
Warm them?
So is this if you just you happen to have a really high-level dishwasher but no oven or stove?
These are just life hacks, Tom. I know how you like life hacks.
So stupid.
Create underbed storage. You take the racks out of your dishwasher when you don't need the dishwasher anymore and take those rolly racks and roll them under your bed.
If anyone on earth has done this, I'd like to meet them. That's so stupid.
How about a ribbon or thread organizer?
How many people have that much ribbon?
They go right through the spool, don't they?
A lot of people have scrapbooking.
Sure.
That actually reminds me of an interesting story in the news.
What?
If you've been going on the internet looking at any of the news groups recently, did you see the thing about the statue with the googly eyes on it? Have you seen this, Josh?
I haven't.
Isn't this sort of been happening? Isn't there a new people have been putting silly faces and silly eyes on some statues?
Yes, and in Savannah, Georgia, the googly eyes placed on a historic monument is no laughing matter. The 50-foot obelisk bearing the relief statue of Revolutionary War hero Nathaniel Greene was recently
and
vandalized.
What a relief it is.
With a pair of googly eyes.
It's
not a relief it is.
the reason I bring it up in this context is obviously the vandals are going to either Johann Fabrics or Michaels. For those of you with kids that have projects, you know what I'm talking about.
Looks like Rodney Dangerfield.
Because they sell those googly eye things
for
the kids when you're making fun stuff, even for Halloween. But
the city shared a photo of the defaced monument onto Facebook and wrote, "Who did this? It may look funny, but harming our historic monuments and public property is no laughing matter. In fact, it's a crime."
So it's a beautiful relief sculpture of this Revolutionary War dude, but it looks kind of like Don Knotts now with the crazy eyes.
The post drew thousands of comments, many of which were memes and jokes with captions such as, what are those pigeons doing? Savannah Police Department spokeswoman Katura Green said the eyes were removed and did not appear to do any damage to the statue. She added the prank would constitute as trespassing and security footage is being reviewed.
Sounds like the name of a park. Katura Green.
Katura Green.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What they should do is take a picture of the statue with the googly eyes and have a woman from the back. You see her from the back and she's flashing him.
Yes, not tone deaf at all.
I'm enjoying your comment.
Josh, it's the Revolutionary War. Times were different.
Oh, I see. You know, we have to contextualize.
Girls would get married at age 12. Different times, my friend.
That was the 2FBC that they were talking about.
Yes,
2FBC.
Don't you think that would be hilarious? You see a woman from the back flashing this staid old brass dude, and he's going boing, or as you would say, boner pistol. What was your thing?
Holster. Boner holster.
Boner holster.
Please.
Oh, sorry for me getting
that
rough.
Pistol doesn't make any sense.
I just learned it.
Pistol.
The boner is the pistol. You put it in.
I see. So they're staking out the local Joann Fabrics and Michaels to find the perp. But that was everywhere yesterday.
It looks very silly.
It did not damage the statue. So
well, good.
Everybody's going to be okay. Calm down.
Christine, roasted, what?
Have you put a statue up at your new place yet?
A statue. I have two statues. They're in my garden.
Oh, really? What are they?
Oh, oh, please have one of them. Is it peeing constantly?
Yes.
Here we go.
No, is it Buddha? They're along the religious.
Sexy? Well, they're religious.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I
want to
make a googly-eyed Buddha, if that doesn't make anybody mad. That's
great
what I'm
idea.
A googly-eyed Jesus.
I have a St. Francis.
Oh.
And I have a Mary.
Okay.
Mother Mary in my yard. Yes.
Can we, googly eyes them?
Are they facing each other or what is
No, they're in different parts
is there
of the
some
yard.
Way they're supposed to be placed for
St. Francis is over by the back door and Isn't Mary's the in the front
guy?
Garden.
That's right.
What?
Is St. Francis the dog saint? Isn't that the
St. Francis of Assisi, that's correct. The animals, yes.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
I found him kind of a pansy, didn't you?
He's a sissy.
St. Francis of Assisi.
Wow, that is low-hanging fruit, kid.
That is certainly...
Now, DJ Dangler is our guest. I'm sorry, is this something funny about your dad, or is it awful?
Oh, no. My dad almost didn't make the wedding. Like, it was a kind of, like, we were scared. He was in the hospital again. He's fine, but he made it. It's not a big deal. Like, I'm the youngest of six kids, so he's been to, like, 14 weddings,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, yeah, like, he's okay. But he almost – my dad's in the hospital all the time. He's also 80.
Mm.
Like, yeah, like, he just had his fourth full knee replacement.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Which isn't that big of a deal. He's a centaur.
But... so, yeah.
I was
like a set of tires.
Can they do it more than once? Isn't it supposed to take the
yeah.
first time?
Well –
He
kept
not.
Stomping the number of how many he needed. But no, but he did make it, and it was fantastic. Like, it was a big deal. Like, I mean, you know, it's just my wedding. Nobody else has to care, but I was real happy.
Well, no, that's great. No, of course you want to.
You were married.
Did you wear a tuxedo?
I wore a purple velvet jacket.
Wow.
We have some pretty neat, like, they did, the comedy club was stunning. Like, it was really cool. Like, it looked.
Did you wear a tie?
Yep. Nice, neat polka dot tie matched the bridesmaids' dresses.
She
did it up. Like,
bow tie or the
nope.
traditional Windsor
long,
knot?
Okay. Long Windsor knot.
Was the officiant going over and they had to give him the light?
Yeah, we did. I was like, wrap it up. Wrap
Inside
it up.
Inside comedy mm-hmm. joke.
Now, I may have misheard, if that's a word. So you got married in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yep.
And in a fever.
Yeah, hotter than a pepper sprout. But no, yeah. But you and your wife don't live in the same cities.
Well, we will now. Yeah, no, we did not. We live.
Well, now we have.
Yeah, now we've got. Now, well, now she knows where I live.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is she moving in with you
yes.
with her, or are you getting a new place?
She will be with me for a minute, and then we'll be getting a new place together in the summer.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, wrapping things
have
up.
Have you ever lived with a woman before?
Yeah, but never one I liked.
How many times have I said that?
Was it a roommate situation?
No, I lived with a girlfriend for a while. It didn't take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I moved out with a girlfriend after college, and that went even worse.
Now, what does your bride think of the big bushy beard?
She actually, like, I'm going to have to get rid of it for my show coming up, where I'm portraying Harry Anderson, and she's bummed that I'm going to get rid of the.
You're
beard.
Portraying Harry Anderson, the magician?
Yeah, yeah.
No, Harry
Are you guys
Anderson.
Doing like a night court?
The car mechanic. Yes.
We're doing like a Halloween tribute show, like the Dead Thomas.
Just hang on 1 second. It's not like there's a, if I go to the local costume shop, there's going to be an end piece with full of Harry Anderson costumes.
It's big with the kids. The kids love the Harry Anderson.
I straight up enjoyed
Pennywise
work.
The clown, Harry Anderson. That's this year's big Halloween.
Weird. 1-2. Weird.
Why? I don't understand what. I'm doing a Harry Anderson tribute show.
Not just Harry Anderson. I'll only do a few minutes of him, but I'll.
They're doing Dead Comics.
Yeah.
Did you hear him?
Oh, yeah. Comics who have passed away.
Yep.
Now, are you doing their material?
Inspired by. I will
okay.
shoplift a couple of his tricks and modernize them.
So who else will you be doing?
I'll only be Harry Anderson, and other people will be other folks. Like, we have a big cast this year. I'm trying to think. We
or maybe
have
you have a Hedberg. Maybe you have a...
We definitely have
okay.
a Hedberg.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
definitely have a... I'm trying to think who else I'm excited about. Oh, we've got a Groucho Marx for the first time.
Oh,
that's
we're having a Groucho Marx this year.
Well, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, we'll have a Geraldo this year. I can't wait to see that. I mean, in the era of
I'm just getting depressed now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain sadness to it.
I mean, these are guys that we love. Like I always love it. It's always those people doing their favorite guys.
And by the way, I did Google Vic Dunlap. We were just talking about Vic because of the googly eyes statue in Savannah.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a Vic Dunlap now that I know somebody to look into.
Of course, it immediately mentions the eyeballs and the
yeah.
It's all over the internet if you want to check that out. Now, let's get back to the action with Christy Lee. There's a couple things I wanted to get to. You got them over there?
I have this. A roasted pig was discovered by a beagle from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Canine Unit Thursday at Atlanta's airport. Hardy, an upstanding member of the Beagle Brigade, smelled the cooked pig and the luggage of a traveler.
Tom, you want to take Ecuador. This? The Beagle Brigade, go ahead. Tell them all about it.
Was this from...
Go ahead.
The Beagle Boys.
There it is.
The bad guys from DuckTales.
There it is.
Yeah, love them.
Oh, well, God, way before DuckTales, though.
Ponce de Loon.
More Beagle trivia here, Tom. This is for you. What TV show would the characters often go to a bar/restaurant called The Regal Beagle?
Oh.
I knew this at one point.
I know this one.
I do know this, but I've forgotten. Is it Lou Grant? I mean, is it Mary Tyler Moore?
No.
Is it Three's Company?
It is Three's Company.
I never watched that.
Come and knock on our door.
That's where Larry, the sort of lascivious neighbor.
Somewhat of a Lothario.
Yes.
With his scoring, if you
will. Yeah, I think he would find
that. He had all the women, didn't he?
Oh.
And why not?
Yeah, he was such a looker. Agent seized and destroyed, by the way, the nearly 2-pound pig.
So wait a second. I'm sorry. So they've cooked pork in their suitcase?
Yeah, look at this guy.
And you were kidding me about making salmon in my dishwasher.
It's a full pig.
Yeah,
well,
yes,
sure
it is.
Yeah. Look at that. Apple in its
Wait
mouth?
A minute, chick. Yeah. Look at the little doggy.
Hardy.
I know it's hilarious.
Hardy.
The little doggy just
Hardy
sitting
the beagle.
There going, look what I found.
Yep.
It's a pig.
Can you believe it?
Yes.
This is like best thing ever.
Are we going to eat this or what?
Since 2015, the 6-year-old beagle has worked in Atlanta's airport with customs agents, and of course, it's one of the world's busiest.
Oh, this is awful.
Oh, I love it. Love
it's
it.
Guitar, man.
It's awful.
Yeah. One of the finest examples of wah-wah guitar there is.
No. Come and knock on our door. Come and knock on our door. Been waiting for you. Oh, we've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are. Hers and hers and his.
Fritter's down.
Oh.
Oh.
Is this the show that had Don Knotts?
Mr. Furley. And the Ropers. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I could only
not at see, the same time.
I could only see Don Knotts as.
Did you hear that Norman Fell? He didn't want to do the Ropers. He wanted to stay on Three's Company. He went to do the Ropers and it failed. And he wanted to come back, and Don Knotts
said no.
Go about your business, Norman.
We've got Furley now.
Have you seen the show? Furley's killing it.
Man, he wore an ascot.
As someone who didn't watch the show when you were talking about the Lothario, I was just like, God, I hope that was Don Knotts' character. Like, I was like, I've never seen it, but I'll imagine.
Oh,
a big
who it was?
No, he was the landlord.
Sorry.
No, his name was... What
Larry was John Ritter's buddy.
Yeah.
So can we get back to the fact that this dog is at the airport sniffing luggage for food?
Yeah, he works for the Atlanta airport in the canine.
And they show the dog next to this cooked pig, and he's not even eating it. My dogs would just be devouring.
He's a professional. The dog is a professional.
He's looking all tough and stern,
Hardy,
like when
the
cops
beagle.
Are standing next to drug scores.
Mm-hmm.
Did they at least give him a piece?
Yeah, he found it to wet his muzzle.
Yeah.
Well, pork isn't good for dogs. They can't digest it.
I did not know that.
Man, dogs have the weirdest digestive systems.
Authorities in California able to lure a lost pig back home, not with a beagle, but with a bag of Doritos. San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies responded to the neighborhood where the pig, the size of a mini horse, was roaming around Saturday.
Stop. Wait a minute.
That's a weird thing to
Wait
say
a
the
second.
Size of.
Why not say a pig the size of a pig?
Yeah.
A mini horse.
Well, because pigs vary in sizes.
Yeah.
You can have a pot-bellied pig. You can have a...
You can have a mini pig?
How big is a mini horse?
Yeah, they should have said, like, Great Dane.
Yeah, the pig the size of a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, give the name, give the breed.
The size of a novelty
pig. How big is a
pig?
Mini horse? Is a mini horse bigger than a pony?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Are you a little
One
horse?
Of the One of the deputies had Doritos in her lunch bag and was filmed.
How to get to that, but I...
Leaving a trail of chips for the pig to follow to its pen.
I don't blame the pig. I'd be following. That's my
Me
favorite.
Me too. Deputies knew where to take the large pig after having interactions with it in the past. Apparently,
yes,
it gets
the
home.
Butcher.
Yes.
Taco
Pigo.
Like a friendly town drunk, like Otis the pig locking himself up with Doritos.
We're going over to Carnitas Carlos.
I know how this...
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.